Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Tuesday the 23rd of August 2011. In the North West London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent. That's numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, but these podcasts are aimed at giving a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 132, verse 18, the last verse in that psalm. It reads, "I will clothe his enemies with shame, but the crown on his head will be resplendent." A wonderful vision at the end of the psalm, as David has promised to build God a temple, and God has promised David that his descendants will always sit upon the throne as long as they abide by his ways. And so now at the end, God is talking about his anointed, but from verse 17, "The anointed one, I will clothe his enemies with shame, but the crown on his head will be resplendent." And of course, it's very difficult to read that without thinking about the Messiah, about the ultimate anointed one, the one who was to come of David's line, but was fully faithful in the way that David himself, as all human beings, are not and cannot be. The crown on his head will be resplendent. In this podcast and the next one, we'll look at these two words, crown and resplendent, in a bit more detail and see what we can dig out that might be of interest to us. Firstly, the word crown, the crown on his head. The word crown can also mean consecration and separation. That's the basic meaning of the word, separation, consecration, or crown. It makes us think of the Nazarites. They made a vow, Numbers 6, verses 4 to 5. He must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, not even seeds or skins. During the entire period of his vow of separation, no razor may be used on his head. He must be holy until the period of his separation to the Lord is over. He must not let the hair of his head grow long. The word separation there is the word that's translated in this verse 18, crown. So it's the same kind of idea as something being different, something being set apart. In Leviticus chapter 21, verse 12, he must not leave the sanctuary of his God or desecrate it because he has been dedicated by the anointing oil of his God. I am the Lord. The word dedicated there, same word. So we've got separation, we've got dedicated. And in Numbers 6, verse 7, even his own father, mother, brother, or sister dies, he must not make himself ceremonially unclean on account of them, because the symbol of his separation to God is on his head. Head, separation, there is a connection again there. Anointing, separation, marked out for special purposes of God. Exodus 29, verse 6, chapter 39, Leviticus 8, verse 9, he placed the turban on Aaron's head and set the gold plate, the sacred diadem on the front of it, as the Lord commanded Moses. On his head, the sacred diadem set apart. This engraved plate, which the priest wore over his forehead, designated him a consecrated person. So we've got this idea of not just a royal crown, but it symbolizes separation for God. It symbolizes being anointed by God. It symbolizes being, in some ways, a priest of God. It's certainly a word used of the royal crown in 2 Samuel 1, 2 Kings 11, and other passages, including this one here in Psalm 132. And what I think we understand from all of this is that God's person, his anointed one, was not only meant to have a physical crown, have some kind of technical authority, but he was meant to be somebody set apart for God's purposes. What does it mean when we think about Jesus as God's anointed? Doesn't it remind us of Jesus wearing a crown of thorns that were his glory? Doesn't it make us think about Hebrews 2:9, where it says we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone? In some ways, Jesus was anointed in the blood of his own sacrifice so that we would not taste death. Surely and appropriately, Jesus is crowned with glory and honor. Well, next time we'll go on to talk about what it means when it says it's about being resplendent in this verse. Until then, check out our church work at nwlcc.org. Pop over to iTunes, give us a review, and I hope you have a wonderful day. God bless.